With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump supports higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, even as he warns of the political fallout. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Writing on social media, the president said Democrats would seize on even a tiny tax increase for the rich, but added that he would be okay if they do increase the top tax rate. The president said Republicans should probably not do it, despite his support for boosting the tax rate for those earning $2.5 million and higher, or joint filers earning $5 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance says the election of an American-born pope is an exciting development.
Big moment, of course, for American Catholics, and I think the American people writ large. So many people my entire lifetime have said you're never going to have an American pope. Obviously, now we do, so I think that's a great thing.
Vice President Vance appeared on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Google will pay $1.4 billion to Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without permission. The state's attorney general announcing the settlement Friday. Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Google in 2022, saying the search giant collected millions of biometric identifiers through its products and services. A quiet end to the week on Wall Street, the S&P 500 slipping 0.1% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 0.3%, the NASDAQ Composite was little changed. Also in the news, travel technology company Expedia Group says reduced travel demand in the country led to its weaker-than-expected revenue in the first quarter. The company said Friday that bookings to the U.S. from Canada were down nearly 30%. Air traffic controllers directing planes to the Newark, New Jersey airport lost their radar Friday morning for the second time in 2 weeks, according to the FAA. This is SRN News. According to SRN's Michael Harrington, a sex ed summer camp has been canceled.
When the University of Colorado Boulder announced it would host the event, the backlash was immediate. The camp, which urged children as young as 10 to join in, announced it would discuss everything, quote, related to sex, bodies, sexuality, bodies beyond the binary, pleasure, and self-love. The primary sponsor was a local abortion clinic. The outrage grew to such high levels that UCB says it will not be holding the sex ed summer camp after all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's offensive in Gaza following the deadly attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023, has been criticized for the suffering it's imposed on civilians. But a new poll by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research finds 50% of Gaza residents support the October 7th attack. The report also indicates 75% of civilians do not want Hamas to disarm or be disbanded. This is SRN News. The Texas House gives the governor a new power. John Scott has more.
Legislators agreed to let Governor Greg Abbott determine the countries whose residents, governments, and other entities could be banned from buying property in the state. Members granted the governor such power when they amended Senate Bill 17, whose real estate sales restrictions were limited to countries that the U.S. National Director of Intelligence has designated as national security threats. Currently, that list includes only China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. The bill now heads back to the Texas Senate. John Scott reporting.
A former CEO of the nation's largest waste management company, who currently serves on the FedEx Board of Directors, will take over control of the U.S. Postal Service. The chair of the service's Board of Directors and governors announcing Friday that David Steiner will become the nation's 76th Postmaster General, pending his successful completion of ethics and security clearance processes. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.